Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Authorities have identified the man who died in the Humboldt County Jail, and they're trying to determine how that happened. They'll have more information later on this week. The 42-year-old man has been identified as Eureka resident Darren Ethan Borges, who'd been arrested by Eureka police Friday afternoon and booked into the county jail while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. After being medically cleared, Borges was put into a holding cell until he could sober up. A correction officer noticed that Borges was unresponsive and medical personnel began life-saving efforts, but Borges did not respond and he was transported by ambulance to the hospital room where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy is scheduled for later this week to determine the cause of death. Sheriff's deputies and a CHP officer responded to a report of shots fired near the intersection of Johnson Road and Hugh Lane in Hinesville on Monday night. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the two women who'd been engaged in a physical altercation, and neither woman wanted to pursue charges related to the incident. The investigation then turned to the reports of gunfire, and deputies discovered a stolen .40-caliber handgun, a weapon that had been fired into the air by one of the women, 28-year-old Scotia resident Marilyn Mayer. The weapon had been reported stolen out of Irvine, California, and Mayer was arrested and booked for possession of stolen property and negligent discharge of a firearm. Somebody ripped off the Sea Scouts. With the story, here's Dan Squire.
The sheriff's office is investigating a burglary at a building owned by the Harbor District in Fields Landing. Deputies found that forced entry had been made into the building, which housed equipment used by the Sea Scouts, a group affiliated with the Boy Scouts. The thieves stole a green two-person canoe, an orange two-person kayak, two paddles, a 15-horsepower motor, and an inflatable raft. The theft happened within the past 2 weeks, the last time the Sea Scouts were in the building. It appears the thieves moved the stolen goods through a roll-up door once they made entry. The value of the stolen items are estimated at $1,500. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old McKinleyville resident Luis Manuel Salinas Gonzalez on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon following a violent altercation at the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Saturday night. Witnesses identified Gonzalez as the man who stabbed the 17-year-old victim after the two were involved in an altercation. Gonzalez allegedly left the station after an initial altercation with the victim and returned with family members as well as a folding knife. He and the victim then got into a fight, and the victim was left bleeding from a stab wound to the chest. Deputies saw Gonzalez leaving the scene with three other people and initiated a traffic stop. The knife was found on Gonzalez, and he was arrested and booked into the county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The music may be louder these days, but Arcata is still a peaceful place, according to Police Chief Tom Chapman, who says that the crime rate is still low compared to other college towns. Chapman said he keeps tabs on other college towns like San Luis Obispo and Chico and finds that Arcata compares favorably. Chapman also said the nature of crime patrol has changed as well. Now, he said, social media is a good way to anticipate problems.
There's not a lot of violent crime. It is a safe community. Crime happens, for sure. Violent crime happens, but typically it's not stranger-related. There's something else going on there.
Tom Chapman also said traditional forms of protest are not as common as they once were. Example, the critical mass bike ride of years ago when protesters would clog highways with bicycles to protest overuse of the automobile.
They'll crop up every once in a while. You know, we'll have a new student come into the community that will drum up some support, then eventually off they go someplace else.
Chief Chapman also said he uses younger police officers to patrol the internet now because they have the expertise to keep an eye on what could be happening. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.